This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue. What a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And you can give us a call, and we'll do everything we can to help you out with all of your gardening questions. Now, before the last break, we were talking with Liz, and right at the end there was another question coming up, and I wanted her to hang tight so we could get to that. Liz, can you just repeat what you were looking to get answered for those of us who...
Yes. I've given my clivia a deep soak now and of just water, and... now I want to put it under my grow light, and I didn't know if that's a good idea or not, and if I do, how long I should put it there.
Okay. So
How many hours is it?
Well, so the thing about clivia is it can grow in pretty low light. It can even grow in, you know, moderate light. It doesn't need a ton of light for it to be... growing and do well for you. You know, it's best to be put in like an east-facing window and go from there. But if you want to use it just to kind of warm up the plant a little bit, warm up its roots, get it ready thinking that it's spring, you know, I'd use the regular light that would normally would come in naturally during the day, and then maybe leave on the grow light for, you know, a couple hours after the sun would go down. So maybe like from like the sun's going down 4:30, 5 o'clock at this point, maybe till like 7. You know, it's nothing, nothing major that you have to do with it, because they don't mind, you know, they do all right with low light. But if you want to get them, you know, thinking spring and that type of thing, they sometimes the grow lights are like heat sources as well. I'd do it after the sun has gone down, during the day, and maybe, you know, a couple hours afterwards. Okay, you won't have to do a lot of it.
Okay, thank you.
All right, Liz, you have a great rest of your day.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye. All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And I know we have some calls. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Callowin is in Rhode Island.
Callowin, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, Patrick. I received a poinsettia plant at Christmas time. It was doing very beautifully. But in time, some of the leaves have fallen off. However, I've been watering it lightly once a week with Miracle-Gro. I don't know if I'm using the right stuff. However, the stems now have shoots of leaves coming out. So it looks like it's surviving. But I need to know the right thing to do and what to use to fertilize or water it.
Okay. So it broke up a little bit, so I'm going to just repeat the question just in case some others out there have the same question. So you got a poinsettia for Christmas. It flowered.
Yes.
You are started to lose some leaves after Christmas, but what's starting to happen is you're starting to see some new leaves form. You're wondering kind of just what to do next to keep it thriving. Is that correct?
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay, so poinsettias can actually, can be overwintered and kept throughout the year. They can be considered like a tropical houseplant. That is something that they are native to Mexico, and they just grow on the sides of the road there. So you could do that as part of it. One of the big things when it comes to the poinsettia for during the winter periods is you don't want to water as much. You want to cut back on the water so you're not watering couple days or once a week. You could probably do it every 1.5 to 2 weeks. That would be fine. The other thing is for like care, I would wait and be putting any fertilizer down every couple weeks versus once a week. The water soluble fertilizer usually lasts about 2 weeks in there. So maybe do it every other watering that you're doing. Again, it's one that you want to kind of let get a little bit drier during this season into the spring. From there, that's when you can actually make some drastic changes to the poinsettia, where you're going to cut it a bit. You're going to prune it back to allow it to refill in the plant itself, and getting so we can get some of those blossoms for the fall and winter. Excuse me. You can even plant it outside during the spring. Maybe into like June, you could plant it out there, let it grow, and then bring it back in for the fall. But it needs those, it doesn't want to get below like 65 degrees. So it wouldn't be something that you could leave out until like October. You might want to be looking in September to bring it back in. But again, I think what's happening is this time of year, the plant kind of goes into like that dormancy period, rejuvenates itself for next year. So watering maybe every, week and a half to 2 weeks. And if you're watering every 2 weeks, then you could put the Miracle-Gro, but not every week. So that's probably, you're seeing some of these new leaves pop up, which is a good thing. So it's starting to think that it's, becoming spring. But the great thing about that is if you have some new leaves and they form new, like, junctions, you actually can prune it a little bit more later on in May or so and get a wider plant from it. So that's a good benefit to have. So I think what you're looking to do at this point, cut back on the watering, cut back a little bit on the fertilizer, let it go for a little bit, because in May you're going to do some pruning back of the poinsettia. Okay? All right. We might have dropped there. There was a little bit of an issue with the phone line. Hopefully that helps. The other thing, just for everybody who's wondering, who got that poinsettia and brought it home and they still have it next year, let's think about next year in October 1st, write this on your calendar for your poinsettia, you need the plant to have 12 hours of uninterrupted darkness a night. So that means not going into a room and you turn the light on, or there's no street lights outside the window. We're talking put it in a closet, put it in a box, put it in something where it's not going to get light for 12 hours uninterrupted, and then take it out during the day, and then 12 hours again. Usually what we're looking to do is like 5 p.m. to 8 a.m. will be the best time. I know it's a little bit over 12 hours. But that's a good span of doing it. About dinner time, you put it away. About breakfast time, you take it out for the day. But it wants that dark period. And just remember, we want to start October 1st on those poinsettias because it needs it needs a couple of, like, it's like 6 weeks of this period to get it to be ready to bloom for you, because it forces it to know this is our dormant period, this is when I need to store everything up, and then it pushes those flowers out afterwards. So remember with poinsettias, if you're overwintering, October 1st is a key date for you. So make sure the plants are inside before that. Again, they don't like below 65 degrees. So that's the, you know, first step. But at the same time, they need uninterrupted dark period for at least 12 hours. So, a little bit of work to do, but in the end, they are worth it. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261, and we do have another call on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Doug is in Mount Morris, New York.
Doug, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning. Good morning. I enjoy your show, and I wanted to say thank you for your advice on purchasing some fruit trees. I called you a couple months ago, and you gave me some good advice on awesome. Ordering new fruit trees, and I got some on order.
Perfect.
Got a question. Yeah, I got a question on you for forsythia bush. I've
okay.
got two, and they're, you know, I've been in the house 30 years, and they've been here the whole time. I do prune them. They're only a few feet apart. One blooms wonderfully, and the other doesn't bloom. It goes right to leaf.
Okay.
And I was wondering what your thoughts would be on that.
All right. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to hang tight with me because I'm about to hit the break. I wanted to bring you on so we can get at least that info out. So hang tight for me on the other side of the break. I'll tell you what we can do to make that all work. So hang tight. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
And I want you to try new all-in-one Weed and Feed.
What's this?
All-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes, weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow, really?
With new all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the health stocks boom in the U.S. markets. With the pandemic affecting virtually every aspect of American life, people are ready to get past the crisis and get on with living. We've identified a company that could scale up widespread rapid testing and get our economy back on track sooner rather than later. And we want to introduce you to this groundbreaking company with your free subscription to Avid Stock News Trends. Text the word test to 48542 to get info on this undervalued rapid testing technology that can deliver results in as little as 15 minutes. Demand for testing devices could outstrip supply for the foreseeable future. Text the word test to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Stock News Trends. Get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Avid Stock News Trends. Text the word test to 48542. Text test to 48542.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And before the break, we were talking with Doug in regards to his forsythia tree and how he's got two of them. They're next to each other. One's growing, showing flowers, and the other one is not. So I do have just a couple follow-up questions so I can see if there's anything we can think of before we get into some of the other reasons. Are they on like a corner of a house where one's on one side, one's on the other, and gets different sun or those types of things?
Correct. Yeah, one faces east and the other faces west, although they're real close to each other.
Okay. So one's getting a little bit more sun than the other?
Yes.
Okay. So that could be part of it. I would assume that the one on the east is the one that's not blooming?
The one that's facing east, yes.
Okay. So that could definitely be the fact that there's not enough sun there, and that's what's pushing that to happen. So, you know, and it's hard to say, right, because they're right next to each other, so you would never think that way. So
yeah.
Another couple things we can look at doing is you say you prune them every year. When do you prune them?
I haven't pruned them. I didn't prune them last fall.
Okay.
Previous falls I pruned them.
Okay, so you prune them in the fall each year?
Every couple years. I don't think I did it last year.
Okay. So what I would like to see you do going forward, prune your forsythias after they're done blooming. Okay. So that it has the entire year to build up inside for next year's flowers. Okay.
Okay.
That's one thing. Anything that flowers, I always like to, prune it if I have to, after it's done blooming. That way, even if, you know, some of them, they don't all store their flowers for winter, you know, not like a rhododendron, right? You know, rhododendron, you see the buds on there, you know, later in the season, all of a sudden, so you know if you prune those, you're not going to get the flowers. But I like to do it with anything, as a rule of thumb in general, anything that flowers, prune it right after it flowers, maybe a couple weeks after it flowers.
Even a lilac, partner?
Yeah, on those I would, okay?
Okay, good to know.
Sometimes if you prune them too late in the season, or if you're doing it like too early, say or early spring, you can actually cut some of those flowers that could be popping off on there. The thing about it is, though, I mean, I say all these things, but you have one that's right next to it, and you're doing the same things, right? Mm-hmm. So you're not doing something wrong. This isn't something that is you on this, I think.
Okay.
I think this has to do with too much shade on the one side. I think that what could be happening sometimes with forsythia is they get to a certain point, and they just can't bloom anymore. Sometimes they just get too old. They've been too stressed out for those areas. So that could be part of it. I don't know how big the forsythia is, but maybe it's time to, you know, dig it up and maybe move it into a more sunny location, or just cut it back and start something new.
Okay,
but I mean, if the plant looks good and it's flush, it's full of green, and it serves a purpose, then, you know, just leave it there. But if it's just because, you know, if you want to get it to bloom, you're going to either have to move it or, you know, get rid of it and start new.
Okay, you don't think like a possible heavy fertilizer or something like that would bring it on?
So you could try like a heavy phosphorus to try and push it, but it does need the sun to help with the photosynthesis and everything to push those flowers to grow. You know, look at something like a superphosphate, right? Sometimes superphosphate comes in like 0.18.0 or like a 0.44.0. Either one would be fine, but try it out. Those forsythia are close enough where you might notice that the one that does bloom is even pushing more blooms than ever because of it. So it might not be a bad thing.
Okay. Alrighty.
Alrighty.
Would you have time for one other quick question on a Christmas cactus?
Yeah, just hang tight for me. Hang tight. On the other side of the break, I'll answer because I know I don't have a lot behind you. So hang tight. We're going to take a break.
If you love to grow roses, you know the damage that insects and diseases can cause. Bonide Rose RX Systemic Drench offers insects and disease control in one easy application. Bonide Rose RX Drench is a multipurpose fungicide and insecticide for roses, flowers, and shrubs. Mix it in a watering can and apply it directly to the base of the plant. One application protects the rose, the flower, and shrubs from insects and diseases for up to 6 weeks.
Aspomer, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Aspomer.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The FDA has granted Johnson & Johnson emergency use authorization for their COVID-19 vaccine. Unlike Pfizer and Moderna, the Johnson & Johnson vaccine will only need one shot. The company promises more than 100 million doses will roll out in the next 4 months. This means with Moderna and Pfizer expecting 600 million doses by August, there could be a surplus of the vaccines in the U.S. this summer. President Biden spoke at the White House after passage of the $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief bill in the House in a near party-line vote.
With their vote, we're one step closer to vaccinating the nation. We're one step closer to putting $1,400 in the pockets of Americans. We're one step closer to extending unemployment benefits for millions of Americans who are shortly going to lose them.
The legislation now heads to the Senate. This is USA Radio News. President Biden is urging the Senate to act quickly after the House passed the COVID relief package. With more, here's USA's Dan Naraki.
The $1.9 trillion COVID relief package is now in the hands of the Senate after being passed by the House early Saturday morning. Speaking from the White House Saturday, the president urged the Senate to take swift action on the measure, calling the bill vital to relieving suffering in the country.
We have no time to waste. If we act now, decisively, quickly, and boldly, we can finally get ahead of this virus, we can finally get our economy moving again, and the people of this country have suffered far too much for too long. We need to relieve that suffering. The American Rescue Plan does just that. It relieves the suffering, and it's time to act.
The president has pushed lawmakers to pass the relief package before March 14th, when federal jobless benefits expire. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The relief bill includes $1,400 stimulus checks for American citizens. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans, nonprofits, and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Before the break, we were talking with Doug. He had one more question for me. I believe it was in regards to a Christmas cactus. How can we help you with that there, Doug?
Okay, it's interesting. I'm just wondering maybe the answer you gave me on the forsythia, possible issue of being too old, could be a Christmas cactus issue. This year, a bunch of the stems shriveled up on me, and I had to trim them off, probably like half, and it's a good-sized Christmas cactus. It used to be my mother's, so it's at least 20 years old, if not older. I didn't let it dry out or anything, but I'm not real familiar with Christmas cactuses, and I was wondering what would cause that to shrivel up where I had to prune off a bunch of the dead stems.
Well, it could be a couple of things. It could be... So it could be pot-bound. There could be an issue there. I'd take a look at that. Take a look at the temperatures and that it was on. Was it too warm in areas? Did it dry out? That type of thing. Those would be the things that I would look at.
What's the easiest way to check about being pot-bound? Because it's in a clay pot.
Yeah. So I'm assuming with it being older, it's pretty decent size.
Mm-hmm.
So the easiest way usually is to flip it over, right? And keep your hand underneath it and pull some of the pot to see what's going on there. Do you know the last time that plant was repotted?
It's been a long time. Yeah, it's been a long time. That may be it. Yeah, that's making sense.
That could be part of it because I think that would be something that to refocus on the root system, that could be something right there.
Oh, okay, great.
So I'd look at that.
All right. Well, I appreciate your help, and I really enjoy your show.
Thank you. You have a great rest of your day, Doug.
Okay, you do the same. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Yep. All right. I know we got some more calls. Nathan, who's up next?
Bob's in South Portland, Maine.
Bob, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hello?
Good morning, Bob.
Oh, good morning. I'm sorry. I put the phone down and realized the last minute. Listen, your last newsletter about the clivia, that plant you had a picture of was beautiful. Now, is that plant for sale at $1,000?
Yeah, I don't need, it's not ours.
Oh, it's not yours.
I wish it was.
It's not yours.
No.
Okay.
My when we take them, we'll take some of the pictures off, like the offline that online that type of thing.
Okay. Okay.
But yeah, no, it is okay, it is a pretty good looking one.
Now, here's the thing. There's been a clivier in this house for 10 years.
Yep.
And we've only seen it flower once in the 10 years, and that was just after we had it split. So now for the last 3+ years, there hasn't been any flowers. Is there any way we can motivate that baby to give flowers? Because, I mean, I know it's this time of year, apparently. I think you said from talking to someone last year is when it flowers.
Yep.
Okay, so...
So with the clivia, what is it? So it needs like a 6-week span of cold weather.
Okay.
That's part of it. So that's why winter is a time when it'll start to bloom. And that could be, you know, the best way to do it. Sometimes, it's slower to flower when it gets older than 10 years old. So that could be part of it. That's doing that. You know, it takes about 4 years for it to start to flower. And then it will take, you know, once it gets past like 10 years old or older, sometimes it slows down, and it won't flower as much. But what I might look at doing with the clivia you have is think about splitting it.
Okay.
To get it so there's younger plants, if you will, to give them a couple of years to grow into the pots and get them to reflower. How much sun do you have it in?
It's in a, let's see, they're both on the east side of the house, so that's what I can tell you. So here
well,
in South Portland.
That's perfect.
Okay. Okay.
So you want
one's
them in the east.
One's upstairs and one's downstairs, and they're both on the east side of the house.
Okay. So, but they, so the thing I would look at is they want a cold period, for like 6 weeks, around this time. When I say cold period, I'm not talking like 20 degrees. I'm talking probably 40 degrees. You don't want to go any lower than 35 minimum. You're looking at like 40 to 60 degrees. So they, when they're in like full sun, they're, when they're in the warm weather inside, you know, 65, 70, it just thinks it's summer all the time. So it needs a little bit of cooler temperatures. Maybe it's, you know, I wouldn't say the garage because I know that, you know, it's, maybe it's not heated. I'd look for like a basement where it gets a little bit cooler.
I can tell you this much, Patrick. The two rooms that they're in do not get heat.
Okay.
The heat is turned down to at least 60. And
okay.
The other room, we turn it off because it's such a huge living room that you can never get it warm enough to enjoy. So it's that one of them is sitting there and the other one is sitting right above it, and it doesn't have any heat. I mean, it has heat, but we don't ever turn it on at all.
Yep. So maybe to try and force it to flower, maybe you get it into some warm weather now, into an area where it's going to get, so it'll get 60 or above because it's had like a 30-day cold period. And then you can slowly bring the temperatures up, and then it, keep it in that east-facing window, and then it might actually start to bloom for you. The other thing, like I said, I'd look into splitting it a little bit.
Okay.
To get a little bit bigger, to get it so it almost like you're not going to cut the age because it's still going to be the same age, but you're, the plants around it all aren't older. It's going to be able to produce new plants and try to flower for you that way.
Yeah, well, we see new green all the time, but we know what to look for, you know, because of having been through one birth of a flower.
Yeah,
you know, we can tell that one of the leaves, once it gets thick, that's probably going to be the flower leaf or stem.
Yep.
But we haven't seen it in quite some time now. So
what
I was going to I was going to look at, I'm waiting for my fertilizer to show up. I thought maybe I'd give it a shot of fertilizer at this time of year.
Yeah, fertilizer would be good for it, but you could also look at doing something with a heavier middle number as a fertilizer.
I got you.
Once it's warmed up a little bit.
Okay. All right, but sure, that picture got us all excited. Saying, wow, I wish we had one of those.
Yeah, right.
Because we haven't seen. Okay, well, very good. Very good. Thank you very much, Patrick. You stay safe this week.
You too, Bob. Have a
Thank
great
you.
One.
Right.
Bye-bye.
You as well. Right. Bye-bye.
Bye. All right. Nathan, we still got some calls on the line. All right, we'll keep on keeping on at this point. We've got about 20 minutes left in the show. We are getting a little, might get a little bit of snow here, but it might just be more on the southern part of New England. So enjoy that down there if that's where it's coming. But later in the week, we'll get some snow. 3 to 6 inches I'm hearing tomorrow into Tuesday, and then maybe something later in the week. So we are getting more snow. Winter is still here. Winter is still part of what's going on. That groundhog said 6 more weeks of winter. So we're in week 2 of that. My oldest daughter, Katie, tells me the first couple of days, she's like, we're in day 2 of new winter, or we're in day 3 of new winter. So I like that one. That gets me thinking. So definitely, we still got about 4 weeks left, according to the groundhog. So I guess we'll enjoy it. I guess while we have it, I know those of you who love to ski and love the snow, you're enjoying it. But some of us want spring. I wanted a little bit of snow, but now I want spring back. So, we'll be here for another like 15 minutes or so. I appreciate everybody who's stuck with us today. I know we had some phone issues where we couldn't get a lot of calls through until later in the day, later in the show. So, for the ones who have been listening, I do apologize earlier. Out in, where GCN is, it was negative 19 degrees this morning when I connected the show. So they were having some problems out there with some frozen stuff. So I appreciate everybody who listened and waited to call in and help us out. So I just want to say thank you to that, to the crew out there. I know they did some great work to get us back on here. In the meantime, we do have a call, so I want to get Tim to that. Nathan, who's up next?
Tim is in Keene, New Hampshire.
Tim, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Thank you, Patrick. I call frequently. I'm the one that has the rosemary growing outside and
yep.
under a pile of snow, and I think that's going to be fine.
Yep.
With your guidance. But my problem is my indoor rosemary. I get these little cuttings, or I make cuttings, or I buy a cheap rosemary plant in the spring. And I put it in a bigger pot, and I go out, and it looks beautiful all summer, and I put it on the deck with full sun and everything. And then when I bring it in, and I must have done this, not 100 times, that's an exaggeration, but at least a dozen times, and then they just die off in the winter. I have it in a south-facing window. It's fairly close to the window, so it does stay fairly cool. And this year, it's dying in a different way. It's not dying from the top down. It's actually the one whole side, and I... trying to figure out why, and I think that's the side it doesn't get the light and then stays a little warmer. Is that a possibility? There's no scale or anything else, which I've had other years. So I was just wondering what's your thought on that, please.
So, I mean, the side that's not getting the light and it causing that, would definitely be something I would say. One suggestion on that is rotating the plant every like day or so, or every couple days. Turn it 180 so that for a couple days it gets the sun and then it goes back, so it's not it's not affecting it that way.
The problem with that, Patrick, is that I've got. It's a shelf right over my kitchen sink, and I have like 10 plants in there. I actually have a seeding plan for them, so when I take them down to water them, they go right back exactly where they are.
Gotcha.
So I can't really turn it, But I've cut off all the dying stuff on the side that's facing in and the side that's facing out against the window, which also seems to be a little cooler, which I think may be advantageous for a rosemary, because I think they like, you know, when they're in dormancy, I think they like to be a little cooler. But
yep.
That side is fine. I cut off all the other sides, so it's a one-sided plant, but I just want to keep it alive just to see if I can.
And, yes.
I don't even know if this, I think I'm doing the right thing. When I do the dishes, I leave the water overnight. It's warm water, and it provides humidity, and it's right over the where the sink is.
Yep.
And I think that's about all I can do. And, you know, if it doesn't make it, I've already started some cuttings off of it for the spring, and I'll just grow another one. But it doesn't matter if I can keep it alive or not. It's just that I want to do it.
I hear you. So I'm going to run into a break here. I got a couple ideas for you and a couple follow-up questions, but I just didn't want us to get cut off. I want to be able to help you with that. So hang tight for me. We're going to take a break here. When we get back, we'll help you with that rosemary plant. So hang tight, everybody.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. More stimulus and higher inflation could potentially drive gold prices to record highs in 2021. And with gold exploration stocks poised to skyrocket in the coming months, you have an opportunity to position your trades with red-hot gold exploration stock opportunities. Text the word GOLD to 48542. Get front row access to market intelligence when you text the word GOLD to 48542 and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode with your free subscription to the Gold Market Research Report. Text GOLD to 48542 and have this red hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the most promising gold exploration stocks, then text the word GOLD to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text GOLD to 48542.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
For a beautiful lawn and garden that's healthy and safe, use Dramatic Liquid Plant Foods by Dram. It's the organic choice to produce brilliant fruits and vegetables that are healthy for your family. And because it's all natural, it's safe for barefoot fun and playful pets. Available at your local garden center or nursery. Ask for Dramatic Plant Foods. Visit us online at dram.com. Dramatic Plant Food for dramatic results.
Are you tired of insects ruining your trees and shrubs? Need a product that will prevent insect damage on tall trees? Well, Vonide has the answer. Annual Tree and Shrub Insect Control will control trees and shrub damaging insects, including emerald ash borer, woolly adelgid, and the Asiatic lily beetle. One spring application prevents insect infestation for up to 1 year. Just mix as directed, pour it at the base of the tree or the shrub, and will travel throughout the entire plant, and it will not wash off.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard, and when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Welcome back to the Paul Farron Garden Club. Before the break, we were talking with Tim in regards to his rosemary. He does really well with it outside, brings it inside, and has never really been quite successful with it. Has a complete regimen that he does with them. The humidity's there. Everything's there. I just had a couple follow-up questions that I wanted to find out. How often is it that you do water the rosemary there?
I water it about once a week, and it's in a fairly deep pot. I do stick my finger down into the soil. I know they like to kind of dry out, but I may overwater because I have bonsai trees, and I tend to water those, like, a lot. So I find with houseplants I have a tendency to maybe overwater a little bit. So maybe that's a possibility.
Well, so I think that is one of the issues that's going on with it. I think overwatering happens with rosemary a lot. Rosemary don't like to be watered all the time. So right. What I might try to do with your regimen, you said you know, you kind of follow the same, you do it over, maybe with it, you instead of watering every week, water every 2 to 3 weeks, because during the winter months it doesn't like to be watered as much. When it gets colder, it doesn't absorb the water as much, even though it's in the house. But the plant knows the season we're going through. So maybe switching it to every 2 to 3 weeks of watering would be beneficial for it. Here's the thing with propagation of bringing them indoors and trying to grow them inside. It's harder than growing them outside. I mean, you already know that, but it's one of those things where it doesn't always do as well. It loves full sun, well-drained soil, and not to be overwatered. So that could be what's happening with it. So if I were you, I'd slow down on watering a little bit, and then maybe you know, see if that will help it. It might. It might just help it.
I thank you so much. I really believe that's the one thing, because like I said, I have bonsai trees, and I, you know, with the sandy soil and the drainage and everything, and most of them are out, well, they're all outside in the summer, but they need a lot more water because it's all sandy soil and it just drains right through. But I think you've hit the nail on the head. That's the only thing. And I was thinking about that, and I know better, but I just, you know, I have to water it. And I know if I water plants on a schedule, then I'm going to lose plants. You don't want, everything doesn't need to be watered at the same time.
Exactly. And, you know, yeah. I was looking at this the other day. Some, you know, the beginning of the life of the plant, they don't need as much water. So when
right.
you're starting to propagate them, you don't need as much water. And there are some plants that just would rather dry out, and rosemary's one of those.
Yeah, and see, I have a hard time with that, and that's the only thing that it could be, so I'm sure that it's going to be okay. I did cut off all the dead sides, so it's a one-sided plant, but the sides that's facing out. And I also think the cool temperature is a good thing for that plant. I think
yeah.
I don't mind being a little cooler.
Yeah, it doesn't want to get, like, freezing cold inside, but, you know, the cooler temperatures, I think, will definitely help it.
Yeah, I think that's the only thing that I haven't done, and I know it's going to be okay now because you helped me, and I appreciate that.
Awesome. Well, I'm glad I could help you.
Really quick question. I know
sure.
we're up against the end of the show. When you said on the poinsettia, you said planting them out in the spring, did you mean leaving them in the pot or actually taking them out and putting them in the ground and then putting them back in the pot to bring in and
either dry. Way, some people will actually plant them in the ground.
Okay.
You can. It's not, it's up to you. Some
yeah,
people,
I think they grow better in the ground than in a pot.
Oh, I definitely agree with that, and I think you'll get more growth and a bigger growth from it.
Okay. And I kind of put it out in my flowers, and it you know, before the perennials come up, you know, it's kind of like an annual. It still has some red leaves and color, and then they fall off, and then it starts to go wild, but the only thing I haven't done yet is try to dig it up in like the beginning of October and bring it in and put it, you know, go through the darkness phase to bring it back into bloom. But I think I'm going to try that too. So thank you so much.
Awesome. Well, you have a great rest of your day, Tim.
I really appreciate you, and happy Valentine's Day, even though I believe it's a Hallmark holiday. It's important to a lot of people, and I just hope that you and your family enjoy the day. And I appreciate
thank you,
so much.
Thanks, Tim.
Thank you,
bye-bye.
Patrick.
All right, guys, that's going to wrap up the show. We are going to call it another week, and we'll be back next week to give you some questions and answers to your gardening problems. So just want to say thank you. Happy Valentine's Day to everyone out there, my special Valentine, my wife, Kristen, my two daughters, Katie and Ella. Love you guys. Until next week, be good, plant something, and wear that mask. We'll see you.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.